8:37, time for the sporting latest for London. Here's Ian Ramsdale.
BBC London 94.9.
The home of London sport.
Thank you, Paul. Yes, good morning. Now, if you've any Tottenham fans in your workplace this morning, they'll probably be not too hard to spot. Spurs now beaten in 12, back up to third in the Premier League and 7 points ahead of Arsenal, all because of a 2-1 win in the North London derby.
First half, I was a bit worried because they were playing, but then we scored 2 goals.
It was inevitable. End of. We were going to beat them today.
You can't beat up my mates. Tell you, all my good mates, giving it large.
Gareth Bale and Aaron Lennon scoring Spurs goals before Per Mertesacker gave the Gunners hope. Spurs boss Andre Villas-Boas calling it a very, very important win, but saying the job isn't yet done.
We now face a difficult away game at Liverpool on a weekend that eventually Arsenal will play Man City. And we need to also profit from that weekend's results by winning at Anfield. So it's still a long, long run. Hopefully clear these big games with wins or points and try to finish where we want to be.
So Spurs could be set to finish above Arsenal for the first time since 1995, and Arsenal haven't finished outside the top four since 1996. But it's far from a conclusion for the Gunners boss Arsene Wenger.
We will fight and we'll see at the end of the season, you know. I believe that today we'll be done lucky and we have to keep fighting.
Arsenal also dismissed reports yesterday of Stan Kroenke possibly selling his majority stake in the club. There were reports that a Middle East consortium could be set to make a £1.5 billion offer for the club. In rugby's London derby, Saracens got their third consecutive bonus point win to go back top of the Premiership table. They beat London Irish 35-14 at Allianz Park. The result keeps the Exiles second bottom, 3 points ahead of bottom place Sale. But head coach Lynn Jones frustrated yesterday by what he called inconsistent officiating.
It's difficult for players to know at the breakdown, which you've got milliseconds to make a decision, what is legal and what's not legal, or perceived to be in today's game. And you know, next week it'll be at the other end of the spectrum. It's all people ask for, is a little bit of consistency. And no matter who or what is happening, it's the same for both sides.
And the head coach of UK Athletics has predicted big things for Perry Shakes Drayton. The East Londoner won double gold at the European Indoor Athletics Championships, winning the individual 400 metres and the 4x400 metre relay, with Newham's Christina Hurugu part of the team.
I'm just really, really, really proud of them. Really, really proud. I know they were so tired, but to come back and give it one final push, one final effort, I mean, Ellie started us off really well, and everybody, you know, managed to keep the lead, and I just think I'm really, really proud of them.
Over the weekend, Great Britain won 8 medals, 4 of them were gold.